And a report from Queensland's Rural Debt and Drought Task Force has recommended a royal commission into the banking sector. Task Force Chairman and member for Mount Isa, Robbie Catter, will release his report this afternoon. It's been a long time coming. Originally set down for 60 days, this task force inquiry. 5 months later, we get the report. It makes 14 recommendations, including the development of a rural bank, extending drought support measures, and establishing a government office of rural affairs. But why a royal commission? I spoke to Robbie Catter a short time ago.
We heard consistently tales of heartache and even despair, and particularly in those far western areas. And we want to know what caused those problems. And sure, the industry themselves play a role, but certainly there was activity for the banks, and some of it wouldn't be appropriate to address in the task force report, but certainly sent up the flag that there something needs to be looked at there.
But what would a royal commission uncover or do that you haven't been able to do with this task force?
Well, yeah, obviously they can be a lot more investigative or forensic in their search, and they're able to, quite frankly, some people just treated the task force with contempt at the banking level, and ABA and APRA really weren't forthcoming much at all. And one of the comments made from the ABA was, we're not sure there is any problems. We don't think there's too much problem at all, which is makes you pretty angry when you just spent a month or two going around town after town, or for my case, I've spent the last 4 years driving around these towns that telling you pretty dark stories and painting a pretty dark picture for the future as well.
Some of the information that you quote in your report does talk about it being a dire situation for some, yep. That it's very unprofitable, particularly the grazing sector throughout western and northwest Queensland.
Yep.
Talking about a royal commission, does that mean that you support the likes of Federal Labor's plan, who have already been talking about a royal commission into the banking sector over the past couple of weeks?
Yep, well, I couldn't tell you the ins and outs of what Labor do federally, but no, certainly in principle, KAP and Rob Catter would be very supportive of going down that path, because, like I said, it's played a role in getting us wet to the position where we are. And, a lot of people try to pretend that there isn't big problems out there, and but they certainly are. And we needed something with a little bit more grunt to tell a story and paint the picture and take you right into the homes and the shops and the streets of these towns that are just facing a devastating structural shift in the next, say, 5 to 10 years that if we don't do something, and I think it's the government's responsibility to take action and do things.
Well, let's just talk about some of those things, Robbie Catter, because you also call for the government to establish a rural development bank, and this has been something on your policy list for quite some time.
Yep.
What would it do that can't be done now through the current banking system?
Well, if the current system just doesn't fit everyone. If you're hit by things like the live export ban and 3 years of drought, there's nothing to do with your business management. That's a combination of extreme weather events and policy, political risk.
But then, Robbie Catter, in saying that, if a commercial bank will not fund a business, and this is the argument against such a scheme, if a commercial bank would not fund a particular business, why should a government entity do so with taxpayer dollars?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Craig. Well, the first way I'll answer that is if that were true, if there was no virtue in doing this, well, why did the QIDC sell for $1 billion? Why did it have value if it set out on the same course to address the same issue? It was making profits and was able to realise a capitalised value of $1 billion when it sold to Suncorp. So obviously...
And you're talking about the Queensland Industry Development Corporation, which folded in the 90s, effectively.
Well, it sold. It was sold because it was starting to... I believe it was because it was starting to mimic what the banks were doing, and they didn't see it had the role anymore, which is, the right policy. It stepped in at a time to just help the industry when it needed it, and then the industry was back on its feet again, and that's exactly what we need.
So is it about the risk profile that commercial banks see agriculture, or is it about trying to lend money at lower interest rates? And I ask that because right now you could probably not get cheaper money than you will and have done for decades.
Well, if you go through, they say in the northwest, like the average debt would be around $4 million. So you can be paying around $200,000, $300,000 a year on interest. Interest in rural debt, and that's why it's a rural debt task force. The interest paying in debt is the biggest cost component on most people's, on the aggregate, it's the biggest cost component on people's profit and loss. So if you're looking to try and stabilise this industry, in the first instance, just stabilise it, well, that's the best place to look. And if, you know, governments don't have access to cheap molasses or cheap transport, or but they can access money and they can do some clever things with the supply of money. So if you can save, you know, 100 grand, 50, 100 grand on your interest bill every year, that's a lot better than the $20,000 water infrastructure fund subsidy or the, you know, transport subsidy. And that's a game changer then. And so then it has real grunt. But I'll go back to before, the concession loans at the moment have 265 given out in Queensland. Four of them were in the Mount Isa electorate. So clearly they just don't work, and particularly in my area.
Robbie Catter, 14 recommendations in total. We've talked through some of the quite grand initiatives that you're calling for, from a Royal Commission through to a rural development type bank as well. Now, there is some more practical measures that can happen more immediately, where you're asking for the state government to assist, particularly parents of children at boarding school, for those in drought-affected areas to be able to access further financial assistance.
And then the other one I'd just like to add in is the multi-peril insurance, I think is a really big ticket item in there as well.
So, Robbie Catter, when you announce this task force report and release it publicly later this afternoon, will you be getting firm commitments from the government on these recommendations?
Well, let's see. Let's just see, Craig. We've got, like I said, this has been a centrepiece for the discussion Shane and I have had with the government.
In saying that, a cross-party committee this certainly was, but the report at the front says chairman's report, not committee report. So is there broad support within that task force itself for these recommendations?
Yeah, so that's a good question to ask. Like, you could, there's sort of discussion and disagreement on semantics sort of going through parts of the report. And like, say, for instance, some of the recommendations, you'd have a member of the government or the opposition saying, well, you know, that involves Treasury, so we'd have to get authority from party position on that. But in principle, the thrust of the report certainly had the majority support of the task force. As long as people recognise that there are big problems out there in rural Queensland, and that's not just an issue for farmers, it's probably more an issue for people that live in the towns around those farms. And that's who we're looking out for. And the people in Brisbane can rest assured that this will be a good investment in the economy, because it'll come back and pay itself in spades. And we need these towns inhabited. We need this industry manned. And we've got good, viable business units there with families out there now who'll stay there forever. And they can go through the tough times without paying themselves a wage, but they just need a little bit of assistance sometimes. It doesn't fit the APRA guidelines imposed on the banks, and so that we need alternative lending models that get them through.
Robbie Catter,